Everyone made in his image, then call us by our name. Most of the lies do not believe in God, but if you was just to say, oh, on and on and on and on, I can't go like mine. On and on and on and on.
Get us some water.
I gotta take a little bit though. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
I am Shakoya D.
Dean Breeze.
It's your boy, Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be music. It could just be nothing at all. Just whatever we want to talk about. We have interesting conversations and we want to bring you guys in on that. So thank you for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But also, if you want to watch this podcast live, if you wanted to be a witness of all the technical difficulties that we just had, make sure you join our,
I said, pardon me, I made you yawn.
Make sure you join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. Watch this podcast live, see all of our parts that we do not edit out, any technical difficulties.
2 months early.
Technical difficulties, any jokes. Also, we record our podcast like 1 to 2 months in advance. So you will be getting early and exclusive access to the podcast. Also, our food review show, which we
who made this?
Which we started, is really actually a great show. So make sure y'all join the Patreon so y'all be able to see that, as well as other exclusive content, behind the scene contents. It allows us to make more high quality content for you guys as we continue to grow. We want you guys to grow with us. But I've done enough talking because that was a lot. Let's get into the podcast. Go ahead.
I was about to say, the first segment of today's show is, who would you get to play you in a movie?
Alright.
I know who I would pick.
Is this a cartoon or is live action?
Live action.
Alright. What were you about to say?
What cartoon would you pick? Penny Pratt?
No, I mean like...
About the voice?
Yeah, voices.
I would think you would do your own voice.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's good. Didn't think about that at all.
I mean, I might not do myself as a kid, but...
I would do me as a kid. I probably won't sound nothing like how I sounded as a kid, but I definitely would try. But, alright, so, who y'all want to play y'all?
I would pick...
Go ahead, listen. Just trying to get my life together.
That's good. I'm messing my art.
Oh, that makes sense. Glad you paused. All right, go ahead.
The first segment of today
is starting over.
Yeah, you've been doing that through the whole time. Not through the whole time, but I don't know when you started. So
we was at the. I asked about the cartoon. Okay, just go ahead.
The first segment for today is, who would you get to play you in a movie? A biopic. Biopic?
I call it a biopic.
I pick and choose when I feel like it. Sound scholarly. Biopic. Mm-hmm. But I would pick Damson Idris.
I knew you was gonna pick that. Gotcha. I thought about him too, but I was like, nah, we don't look nothing alike.
Michael B. Jordan.
I thought about him.
Or Caleb McLaughlin. He could play the kid.
Caleb McLaughlin.
Who is that?
He's in Stranger Things.
You want all the dark skin.
I see that.
Who else gonna play me?
You're not that dark.
Nah, Damson.
You're not that dark.
Or Lakeith Stanfield.
I can see Lakeith.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Y'all both long and lanky.
Childish Gambino.
Just for the live days. TikTok live segments.
When I got my fro out. And the hair out.
It's just going to randomly switch between Lakeith and Childish Gambino.
whatever you want of it, switch from Damson
to Gambino. To Childish Gambino. Because they don't look nothing alike.
Yeah. Who would you get?
I have no idea because all of these people are older than me. So, like.
They be playing. These adult actors be playing high schoolers.
I feel like it would be weird to have, like, Michael B. Jordan play me.
Why?
Because he look older than me.
He not that much older than you, though.
He, like, 36. I'm going to say 75. I don't know.
Sure. I thought he was, like, 34.
He got to be at least 30, 35, 36. Let me do my Googles. How old is...
You almost 30.
Right.
That's neither here nor there. But yeah, I don't know. I probably would get like an unknown actor to play me. Somebody young and up and coming.
The whole movie?
Not the whole movie. When are they? When in my life are
this
they?
Your whole life? Like
up until now? Is that
yeah.
I mean, yeah, why?
I wouldn't want my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
I want my whole
life. Ain't nothing happen. Like.
Stuff happened. You just gotta unsuppress your memories.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan is 36.
Oh. Alright, well.
Nearly a decade.
I still think it could happen. Alright, I think I would want Keke Palmer to play me, the adult version of me. And then I think I want Angela Bassett to play the adult version.
That's funny.
Funny.
Yeah, I think that'll be good. Because Keke Palmer can capture the goofiness along with the seriousness. And then, you know.
Angela Bassett, she just plays serious roles, so you gonna get serious.
But she's she a goofy person. Mm. She like.
So you see her in a new light.
Yeah, she be, she, I know she got the jokes. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll do so play the older version of me. We go Denzel.
Yeah, I knew you was gonna do it. Dang, who played the old version of me?
Samuel Jackson.
Get the disrespect. I probably would have Denzel, but like it depends on what age Denzel.
You could pick what you could
Will Smith.
Will Smith gotta play the older version of you.
I'm okay with that.
Will Smith doing the imitation of you
doing the imitation of Will Smith. Ooh, that would be funny.
It's like the dude playing the dude.
I'm trying to think. Who else? I feel like I'm running out of actors. Like I feel like it was Damson is John Boyega, but I feel like I only met like John Boyega. He was
That's true. Yeah,
I would look like, but he's a great actor.
I would look like nobody. I don't think I would put a wig on. Like younger me.
Mm-hmm. It's also weird because I don't know what I'm gonna look like when I'm older. Like old. I mean, I'm sure I'm gonna look the same, but
you're gonna probably look like your father.
I was just about to say that.
Father.
You gonna look like you, but kind of like how your father.
Yeah.
I came to terms.
Yeah.
I would look like my dad. I would be a skinny version though. But I mean my dad not fat, but I'm gonna be
a skinny
version. Yeah. My dad was skinny.
A diet Dr. Brown.
Why you saying like it was a soda?
Yeah, it's like he's not Dr. Pepper. Diet Dr. Brown, you know.
Oh man, yeah, because dad looked like grandpa, so yeah. He look a lot like grandpa now. Like the older he get, you like I almost said his name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know, I guess that's what's supposed to happen.
Supposed to get older and look like your family.
So
yeah. Maybe not exactly like your family, but go for a
couple pods ago, we was talking about coming back in the same family, right?
Go ahead.
So
he about to take us. Lord have mercy.
So we all got the same face. Is this the same person that keep coming back? Like,
I don't think so.
Oh, all right. I mean, our parents are still alive.
Right? Yeah, they're still alive, but like, it's a piece of them. I mean, it's a piece of them, but
genetics.
They came back.
Genetics get, I can't even talk. Genetics get passed down. I mean, it is very possible that, like, we just keep reincarnating. Yeah,
I don't know how this stuff works.
Lineage. Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's how the genes continue to stay in the family.
I mean, I guess that would explain Bob Marley and Skip Marley.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Because he just stood that man out. Just.
Right.
But Bob? I wasn't done.
Nah, I wasn't done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
they look exactly alike. It's going to be interesting, though, like, when we get older. Then going to look just like your daddy. But it's like, you don't look exactly like your parent. You look similar to them, but not the exact same. Like, your face is different.
I look like the late 1900s version.
A late 1900s.
Mm-hmm. I was born in the late 1900s.
I don't know why I like saying that. Why? But that you made yourself sound like Mona Lisa. Like, what do we? Like an old painting.
You know, I'm vintage, timeless,
old. Old. Oh,
late 1900s.
Yeah, I was born late 1900s. My God, it's like you did a history book.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. Cause I'm looking like, why would he say that?
Okay.
I was born in the mid-1900s.
Why do you keep referring to the 1900s?
He was not born in the mid-1900s. The mid-19...
When was he born?
Hold on.
It was in like 60...
It was the 1900s. Yeah. It's the whole hundreds. It's two zeros.
Yeah, if I was born in the late 1900s, he was born in the 1800s.
I was thinking like... that's what I was thinking, like 1800,
1900. Dad's that.
That.
Yeah, you were born in 1900s too.
I know, but it's just the way that you're saying it. You make me sound like I'm an antique.
Timeless. I'm timeless, baby.
Like a relic. This is hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know.
Who said that?
What?
They said it was born in the late 1900s. I was probably on TikTok.
Yeah, somebody on TikTok said that about.
Was, I like that.
They probably said it. I saw something where they were making fun of somebody. Like, yeah, you were born in the late 1900s. The late 19 what?
Yeah, but I like that. I think we talked about the same mm-hmm. video. I took it differently because I'm seasoned. Irreplaceable timeless.
Only time I ever heard of the late is like the late 50s, the roaring
20s. Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, the late 1900s.
That's funny.
I'm still so young.
You are. You know, Prince said.
I was thinking of the same thing.
That's weird, though. It's weird because, like, when we have kids, they're going to be like, when were you born? And we're gonna have to say the late 1900s.
I'm you don't
saying,
have to.
I'm not saying like that. I'm just 95.
I'm gonna say, listen here, youngster. I said, hold on. I'm gonna be like, listen here, youngster. I was born back in my day. Back in my
Why
day.
Why are you talking to your kids like you're 82?
He said, listen here. I was born in a blizzard.
My mama almost named me Blizz.
In December. Part of my bones.
Part of my bones.
Late 1900s. My dad is smooth. He was born in the late 1900s. That right, son. That right.
Or before internet and all of that. It just sounds old.
I know.
It just sounds old.
Before the internet.
And it sounds old.
But it shows you how short
time is. I think we were born before the internet.
Well, before...
It became accessible for real.
When was the, let me hold on, I'm pretty sure we was,
I mean,
now I'm nervous to check.
I think dial-up came up in 1997. Something like that.
Oh, no, we wasn't around before. January 1st, 1983 is considered the official birthday of the internet.
Mm.
Yeah, because when I was around 7, I was AOL days.
That's when they started doing dial-up and it was accessible in people's homes.
You said 7?
Mm-hmm. I was like 7.
97?
Nah, I was seven. At first I said 97, but I was 3 years early. Probably.
Yeah, because if you were 7, it was definitely 2000.
1999,
2000. Y2K. You know, I wish I could have been really like...
What does Y2K mean?
Year 2000?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Basically, I wish that I would like, I remember what was happening during that time. I don't know. I had memories from like that year when everybody was like freaking out and thinking that the world was going to end. I didn't have a care in the world. I didn't either. So I don't even think I'm pretty sure our family was not freaking out. But like
They were just keeping it together. I remember the big jugs of water.
I think they was just thirsty.
We ain't never used them waters.
They're probably still in the garage, right?
I think it was just for like emergencies, not necessarily for like Y2K specifically. I don't know. Now we gotta ask our parents. We need to have our parents as guests on the podcast.
I don't remember none of this. I was 5.
Yeah. Youngster.
Hey, look at me, youngster.
Definitely was. Young Bobber.
Nah, but I wish I remember the chaos that ensued because I feel like I would be entertained. But I really didn't care because I was playing with my friends. I knew the world wasn't about to end. I just got here. I know ain't nothing about to happen.
They didn't even get Brandy Sullivan.
Right. They didn't get that. We didn't even meet the Sullivan for real yet. I mean, like, we still got time, y'all. But I don't know. I just feel like it was, everybody talks about, well, not everybody. They used to talk about it. They don't talk about it no more, for real. But I don't know. I just wanted to, like, be a fly on the wall. Like, for people who actually was freaking out. And why did they think the world was about to end?
Based off one of the calendars.
Oh, that's just, like, in 2006 when they thought the world was going to end.
In 2012.
When they thought the world was going to end. And then... Every day it's a
They want to go to the Ethiopian calendar. That's a different conversation.
That's probably the one they need to look at. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, I don't think anybody really knows when. I'm sure whoever was making the calendars just stopped making calendars. Like, wouldn't that be wild, though? The person who was, like, the designated calendar maker just, like, either they quit or they died and then
no more.
Wasn't nobody else
there. Hey, yo, if you maybe make these calendars from home, I'm not going to make it. I can't do it. I can't work from home.
And then, what are they calling on it? If you make me... Sending a message, y'all. If you make me do this from home, I'm not coming back. Three days later, I told you guys I'm not coming back. I quit.
And then nobody ever made, like, they just stopped making calendars after that because they was the only person who knew how to make calendars. So then everybody was like, well, guess the world's ending. Like,
I saw somewhere they said with the Mayan calendar, that was like toward the end of their civilization. So they just, that's why their calendar stopped. They just, it's like a lot of them passed.
See?
That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is.
I don't know either. Googles. But it sounds legit. Because, I mean, at some point, you're like, all right, I don't know how many more of these things I'm going to have to make. Like, this is getting excessive once you get to, like, 2,000 calendars.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're on the light-making calendars.
Right. This might have been the family trade. And now you
just... You're the last person in the family.
Yeah, like...
You know, I wanted to be an artist.
To be a swimmer,
right? Like, everybody out there having fun. I'm in here making these calendars. Like,
little Billy can't come out and play yet. Yeah, you got another calendar to make.
You don't even count, not even accounting for leap years.
Word, but leap year. So, I was looking into this. Friday, February is actually supposed to be the last month. Because they originally July and August weren't a month in the Gregorian calendar, and then they added July for Julius Caesar and August for Augustus Caesar.
Augustine.
Augustus. Caesar. Yeah. I was like, am I saying this wrong?
Augustine. Who was that?
But that threw all of the other.
Sorry, my bad. My bad.
But that threw their calculations off. So then they had to add in another month, which was February. They added in February, so it was supposed to be the last month. And they only did 28 days. Because that was supposed to balance out with the days, like the rotation around the sun or whatever. But then they realized that was wrong because there was still a quarter of a day that was not accounted for. So then they decided to start having leap years and just add an extra day on February.
Every 4 years makes sense. Yeah. They're always trying to change something.
But it also makes sense why they just added a random day to February, because that was supposed to be the last month of the year, not the second month.
And it's wild because we don't have the same amount of days every year. We don't have the same amount of, like, technically the days are shorter than they were before, and mm-hmm. we just don't adjust for it. We just, all right, yeah, it's the same 24. You got the same 24s as Martin Luther King. So, you make some happen. I do not have the same 24.
But wait, why the days get shorter?
Just because, so the days are shorter because I think the universe is expanding constantly. So, like, the amount of time it takes to get around, I just know it's not as much time in a day than it was. So, like, I
think the universe is expanding.
You would think it would be more time in a day, but it's not for some reason. Don't quote me on this. Do your Googles.
We are not experts.
At all, but I know it's something along the lines, because the universe is expanding, it takes less amount of time for the Earth to go around the sun and stuff. Something along the lines. That we actually have less time in a day than we did before. That's why, like, when it's a Happy New Year, the times are all off at the end of the end
probably
of the year.
Because the quickest way to somewhere is a straight line. So as the galaxy expands, the Earth gets flatter, so you don't have...
I thought you was going to say the sun is getting closer to the Earth or something like that, not the Earth get flatter.
Entertainment purposes only. Continue.
Yeah, so I just know we don't have the same amount of time in a day. It's a little bit shorter.
You know what I'm saying?
Entertainment purposes only. Word. I'm not an educator.
My God.
I'm just a guy with jokes. But, yeah, apparently we're just got a little bit less time. That's it.
Okay. So why they keep saying, alright, never mind.
Time is of the essence.
And essence is of the time.
And essence is a magazine.
Message!
Oh, man. But that's why, you know, time is a construct. I guess it's however you want to construct it in your life. Mm-hmm. Because can't use the calendar.
Can't use this calendar. I don't know what the yoga calendar looking like, but...
It's probably very accurate, honestly.
Word.
So how are they only in 2014?
They didn't change their calendar. They're the only, one of the only countries, or the only country in Africa that wasn't conquered. Mm-hmm. So they didn't adopt any of the new practices or, like, stuff from the white people.
Yeah, so their calendar... It's different. Their days are also like set up differently.
So, like, how long is their days?
I think their days go from 12 to 12.
So, how many days are in their year?
I think it's the same amount. I don't know. Don't call me. I'm not. Do your Googles. Do your Googles, ladies and gentlemen. But,
Google it.
How many?
I'm curious now.
Nah, because if they only in 24, what did we do wrong?
Added 3 months.
Yeah, if you add 3 months.
In a random day. You added 3 whole months in a random day.
So, they should be
ahead of us. I'm sure they probably skipped ahead a few years, too, when they were adding those months. Because, you know, Gregory, the calendar maker.
That's okay. It says, according to the Ethiopian calendar, a year has 365 days, 6 hours, 2 minutes, and 24 seconds. Once every 4 years, the 6 hours adds up to 24 hours. And become the 6th day in a leap year.
What?
According to the Ethiopian calendar, a year has 365 days. 6 hours.
So that's 6 hours is a day.
I So, I think so. 6 hours, two... Well, no. I think it's, they're trying to say 365 days, six hours, two minutes, and 24 seconds.
Okay, that's change. Got it.
Yeah, I think that's what they were saying. Lord of mercy. And they also have a 13th month.
So that's how it is.
Yeah, Ethiopia, the first month of the year is September, and the last month of the year is Pagwamine? I'm going to say Quagmire.
Of course, they wouldn't have August.
Please don't. I'm not an educator. I'm not a speaker.
August. They would not have August.
I read, but you know, don't. Pardon me, y'all. Which comes after August. Each month has 30 days from September to August, and the 13th month has 5 days. And 6 days in the leap year.
So basically, all their months have even days.
Yeah. And they have the 13th month that has 5 days or 6 days depending on the leap year.
So they got a leap year too.
They do.
But all their months are just 30 days. Uh-huh. And why is it?
Yeah, so it says, why is it 2014 in Ethiopia? The website has the Ethiopian calendar has 12 months or of 30 days each plus 5 or 6 additional days, which are added at the end of each year to match the calendar to the solar cycle. That means that the year in Ethiopia is currently 2014, while in other parts of the world it's 2022.
So what's our thing matched to? If theirs matched to the solar cycle, what's ours matched to?
I have no American idea. Culture.
Not American. Gregorian culture.
Right, in Taiwan, it's like 2045 or something like that in Taiwan.
Word.
Time's made up.
I'm still in the late 1900s.
Word. How is it there?
Amazing.
Word.
You don't dress like you in the late 19th, say no.
I got a cropped hoodie on. It's not cropped.
Y'all got the same cropped house. Well, yeah. They used to.
You got AirPods on you.
I'm moving into Y2K.
y'all funny. That's weird though. Y'all wanna make a calendar?
We could do that. Thought you might say y'all wanna make some cookies. Yeah. I'm hungry.
We could do that while we make a calendar.
My calendar is one long day. So it started in the late 1900s.
Yeah.
And calendar. It ends never.
Like Prince.
Never I end. Yep, one long day.
What Prince said?
He was saying he don't celebrate birthdays. He only has one birthday, and then the rest of it, he doesn't have to worry about time.
I wish I heard him say that before when I was saying, what if life is one long day? And everybody was looking at me like I was crazy.
We had a whole pod on that.
Not y'all.
I'm like, mm-hmm. Like,
I'm crazy. Like,
I mean, that would.
Life is one long day. Like,
it would make sense. But I wish I would have heard him say that. Like when I was like younger, because like I like the concept of what he's saying. I just like celebrating my birthday though. So
I don't be caring about celebrating my birthday. That'd just be the only time that I actually sit down. Like that's why I don't be wanting to see nobody or do stuff for my birthday. I just be wanting to.
I just relax. I like acknowledging that I made it around for another year. But I mean, I'm about to make my own calendar, y'all. Okay, so y'all gonna see.
The first month is Sequoia. Mm-hmm. The second month is wait. What you want the first month to be? Sequoia. What's January? Sequoiaary.
Sequoiaary.
Then what would February be?
Shakovary.
Oh Lord have mercy. I don't know. I don't know what the months are gonna be named. I don't even know that I was gonna change the names.
I was thinking that for March.
I don't know. I'm about to make my own calendar though.
Shapel.
I don't know. But I feel like if I'm in control of my own time and I create like how I want my time to look for my year. Because, I mean, I be celebrating my birthday just whenever I feel like it type of thing, like, throughout the year. But I don't know. I also like the day of my birth, you know, the date. Speaks to me. But, anyways, I wish I would have heard him say it, like, earlier when I was, like, younger. maybe not when I was a child, because I'd be like, that's dumb. But like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important.
I love my ice cream cake.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Are you good? I said, I think it's also important just so that you know, like, for health reasons, you know when you gotta go to certain doctors. Just yeah. So you know, you're not like, oh, yeah, I'm like 10 years old. Like, nah, you're not 10. You're not.
They might send you to a psych ward. You're not 10.
it's like, you on your last days, you're not 10, but respectfully.
Yeah.
This was a random thought. Like, you're not 10. In my head, I'm just like, wow.
I'm almost 30. See, if you didn't celebrate your birthday, you wouldn't even be knowing that. You wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I'm just, I think I'm a little bit older than I was.
But I think it's a thing where, like, you still know how old you are. Like, he knows when he was, because it's like, you know when you were born, so you can calculate how old you were. You just don't think about it as much as everybody else be thinking about it. Like, a lot of things that we do. Sorry, I just wanted that truck to pass.
Or you're trying to distort your audio.
Word. A lot of the things that we do, especially like in this country, but just in general as a society, is just like, it's centered around your age. Like, time.
Hold on. I was almost done. I got like 2 balls. I said, hey, yo, I move slow like I creep in the night.
So many of the things that we do are centered around like time and age. So like when we start drinking, when we drive, what age we could start working at, like
health insurance,
exactly. Rental cars, like a lot of the stuff is centered around age. I mean, with what
are
you about to say?
I was going to say, I do understand now when they were like, oh, you can't rent a car until you're 25. I'm like, nah, I'm 22. What you mean?
No, I get it. I definitely get it. It's different.
You still fresh.
Nah, I do get it. But it's just, I think the thing is, like, so in knowing when he was born, he can still calculate how old he is. It's just not at the forefront of his mind constantly, like, most everybody else.
Okay, I was born. Now, I have my entire life. Like, I don't be wanting to just celebrate stuff on my birthday or, like...
You just celebrate when you want to celebrate.
Yeah, like, oh, wow, it's Tuesday. Pull up!
It's my birthday, y'all. It's like... We'll cut that out.
Now we gotta keep it.
I zoned out for a second.
You gotta celebrate when you celebrate, you know? You're here for the time that you're here, and then when you're gone, you have Morgan Freeman play you in your bio.
Word. I definitely want him to be the voice. Like, if he's, you know.
So of you? I was like, what? I don't need Morgan Freeman. You? Not at all.
You know how they have like narration sometimes, yeah. Like random narration. Like, I want him to narrate something. It gotta be something in there, something dramatic. Maybe like what?
I don't know about what me personally. You could have it.
Like, there once was a girl named Shaquille. Blah, 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 blah. Like that. No.
I'm not judging you.
You are judging me.
I'm not.
What you about to say?
I can't even hear Morgan Freeman's voice in my head.
I just saw a commercial with him, so that, like, with him talking. So that's why I...
Good morning.
Sound like my age. Yeah,
I'm not hearing that. I'm about to say, like, whoever plays me, They'll have an amazing. I just want to see how they mimic how I talk, cause I got mad videos that they could watch and like just study how I speak, and I just want to see how they do it.
But they,
I'm excited.
They gotta study how you speak in like your podcast and also like on your talks and on the walk.
I think I talk the same. And I just be thinking more. Actually, they see me thinking on the podcast. I'll be having my thoughts together.
Yeah.
Because I'll be doing mad takes.
And then they need to study you in real time.
Yeah.
Hey, youngster.
I would never say it like that. I would say I come from a long line of players of hymns. Sometimes you gotta ease off on the end of the word. Some players of hymns. I don't know how you feel. That was smooth. Season.
Did DC and fly the plane?
Everybody.
Oh, man. That would be hilarious. Yeah.
I think when I messed up, he could do the. That was great. Because he be doing that. He probably.
Yeah, I think that's it.
They be dancing. I'll be dancing. Chris Brown can play me dancing. Dance, dance, dance.
He's going cut from DC Young Fly to Chris Brown. And then cut back and DC Young Fly is talking. That was a lot.
But I feel good. Alkalize the body, alkalize the mind.
Oh man, we should make parodies of our biopics.
I thought you were about to say parodies of ourselves. That'd be the same thing.
I mean, yeah, but I think whenever we do the biopic, we should make parodies. Have random people just
play
us and then cut in between the people.
Each episode is a different person.
When it's like a flashback in the series,
it's like, who is that?
And it's you.
That was me.
That was me. That was
I did feel like Columbus Short in this. Like I was looking crazy.
Dancing in the rain.
Yeah, that would be wild having somebody play you when you felt like you were somebody else, like a character in the movie.
That would actually be
kind of
fire. Don't take our
idea, y'all. One day, I'm I don't know for some reason I see. A white person playing one part of me.
I was gonna be like, I can see Ryan Reynolds one time just to be funny, but I didn't want y'all to judge me when I said it.
It's gonna be a scene where I don't know, I'm gonna just walk through the hood. Look, it's gonna be like some random night here. And I know I don't belong here. And then I'm gonna just turn to a white person and be like, yeah, he doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Why is it Wahlberg? Yep. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting last name. Wahlberg.
It could be that night you was just talking to Sherrod about on the phone when you was at school.
I belong there. I went there. I was like, hold on. What y'all doing?
I'm sorry. I've been laughing at him.
Yeah, it's
this
all right. Whole episode. Wow. Yes. All right. All right.
My bad.
That's what my mom.
Hey, what else,
it is. It is. What? We out here having two different. Oh man. All right, who would y'all have play y'all as a child?
Like baby. Some little random cute baby. Black baby.
Black baby.
As just a child in general.
I don't know so many child actors right at this moment.
No, like even if it's like a child actor that we grew up with. Like they were
Orlando Brown.
I knew it was gonna say that! I knew it! That's the only person I could think of in my head. I was like, Orlando Brown? But
that's for Lil Stanley.
I was about to say Lil Sam. Be like, yo, don't do that. definitely not a smart guy.
Taj Mowry?
Yeah, Taj Mowry. I think it. That's the only person I thought of at the moment, but I don't know. Dang. Child actors, who we had?
Who did we have? We had.
I remember the women, yeah, I just don't remember the guys.
I don't think we had any.
I would probably have Keisha Knight Pulliam play me.
Rudy Huxtable.
Rudy Huxtable.
Purrain.
And or Kyla Pratt.
I can see that. Kyla's cool.
All right, what other?
Arnaz.
I can see Flex Washington playing you as an adult.
I was going to say Jason Weaver.
Jason
as Weaver. A kid.
He was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Jason Weaver. I was like, Jason.
Junior?
So I'm
Junior.
Junior.
I would go.
His head wasn't. I mean, as a kid.
Don't point at me.
No, as a child actor when he was like in New York Undercover.
What about Jordan and Bernie Mac show?
Jordan. I see that as
I thought you were saying just Jordan. I can see you was just Jordan.
Lil' JJ?
Lil' JJ!
Everybody hates Chris. Tyler, whatever. I can't remember.
Not his brother. His brother, Drew.
Drew?
Mm-hmm. Drew.
He wouldn't play me. But,
I didn't know you as a child, so.
I was actually dark when I was younger.
You were. I saw pictures.
Yeah.
I go Jason Weaver. And then, these my ages. So Jason Weaver as a child, probably when I was in Jersey, Jason Weaver. And then once I moved to Delaware, we could go to Caleb McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm. Who is that?
Stranger Things.
I never seen that show.
The black guy.
He be having the darkest skin actors. For like
you was lighter than this when you was younger.
I get dark skin energy. That's all I'm saying. Then for my adult years, we go Damson Idris and then
Bernie Mac.
And then for my latter years, we're gonna go Denzel.
Okay.
I can see Bernie Mac.
Let me tell you something.
Once I'm an old man, I'm gonna go Bernie Mac. Hey, youngster, back in the late 1900s.
Oh man, that's funny.
Alright, so mine would be Keisha Knight Pulliam as like a little girl.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
Like when we was in Jersey and stuff like that. Okay, let me rewind. A cute baby.
Black baby.
A cute black baby. Kind of light skin. Not light skin, but a little bit lighter than I am now. Big button eyes and curly hair.
I thought you were gonna say bald hair.
Yeah,
I had a lot of hair when I was little. And then Keisha Knight Pulliam. And then when we get to Delaware, I'ma say when I get to middle school, we're gonna switch over to Kyla Pratt. Okay. and then we're going to see like junior year, senior year, maybe a high school. We're going to switch over to Keke Palmer. And then she going, I don't know what past this age look like, but I think she going to be the one for the like, you know, adult 30s and stuff like that. And then eventually we're going to switch over to Angela Bassett. And then who going to be old man? Earth a kid.
Yeah, yo, he just said.
I love Earth a kid, but I don't see her playing me. Who else? Alicia Rashad. It's gonna be old me. Or we just gonna have Angela Bassett.
Dude, continue to play you to your latter years.
Yeah. I don't know yet. I'll keep y'all posted. That's the lineup for now.
Yeah, I got some extensive lineups. I was trying to think of somebody else besides Jason Weaver and Orlando Brown for the young me.
I mean,
Eddie Murphy.
He was fun.
I was talking about in general.
I would say teenage me. Who would I be?
Gotta go Arnaz.
I'm not going Arnaz. The disrespect. Yo, who am I going?
What's wrong with Arnaz? They don't have
what's wrong
to.
With Arnaz?
They just gotta portray you. Like they're not gonna. They don't have to be whatever character they were at that age. They need to portray you.
Yeah, I don't see Arnaz portraying me. Respectfully, Arnaz. I remember what your real name is, but Jesus. And y'all said I should do well for at one point, but I don't know what.
That's the adult you.
That's the adult.
Like the adult
you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Your Will Smith is my Denzel. That age. Adult. Once you master adulting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, man.
And then I don't know. It's the teenage years who I have no idea.
The dude from
nothing.
From Lakeith. Blackish, not the older brother, the little brother.
Oh,
I can see him.
He could definitely pay you a job.
I can see that. I can see him.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah. I don't just joke all day.
Word.
That is a lie. You joke all day.
I don't just joke all podcasts.
Bernie Mac.
Rest in peace, Bernie Mac. Right.
Word, God. Word. Okay. We got little you. You need like teenage years, you?
Well, I thought
pre-teen?
The older brother.
Yeah. Oh, the older brother.
No.
Nah, whoa.
No.
I was smooth back in my day.
Y'all sound so old.
Yeah, it's the, and in college, who would play me in college?
Arnaz.
Nah. See, y'all gonna stop playing me. Y'all gonna stop playing me like
dude,
this.
That was in,
it's crazy, because I
used. Raising Dion, the second season. We had the Super Crowers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see
yeah.
him.
Mm-hmm.
Light skin.
Why you do that? This man is not light skin, he's brown skin.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think he would probably play me from like then to, because he was older. He wasn't like, he was like from college till I, and yeah. I turned into Will Smith.
That's yeah.
Will
I'll
yeah.
take that. I'll yeah. take that. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, I don't even remember his name.
Yeah,
what was
I don't
his
even.
Name?
I don't know. I hadn't seen him when I was scrolling through actors.
I'm pretty yeah, sure we looked
what is
him
his
up,
name?
Though, too.
Oh, my goodness. Because he was also in the.
I said Junior. Y'all funny.
What is his name? I'm gonna find it.
Who else?
Who doing the music for y'all movie? I mean, probably all very original music. Y'all would probably do y'all.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm doing my music.
I don't care how old I am.
Right, it'll be 92. I mean, show me where the.
Oh, that's wrong for him.
Where the thing is that? Give me the drum pad. I'm. That's what used to play in my head. That's my theme music.
Give me my theme music.
Oh.
And then you said, who did you have for an old person? It was Denzel.
Bernie Mac. Nah,
Cornette West. I'm playing.
I don't know why.
It's
all right. Oh, man. So, like after Denzel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Denzel, he old, but he not like. I mean, Cornette West just look old. I don't know how old Cornette West is.
I don't know.
And I don't think you should. Cornette West ain't an actor. Let's move past that. Spike Lee.
I'm not short.
That height difference is crazy.
It's all good. We ended at Denzel, it's fine.
Yeah, I would end with Denzel. Yeah.
I said Felicia Rashad.
Felicia. Mm-hmm.
I think, or.
I don't know who old.
I don't think they have to be old. I think they just need to be able to play an old person.
Only old person I'm thinking of right now ain't even the actor, it's Quincy.
Quincy Jones.
That's the only old person I can think of right now.
That would definitely be the moment. The last scene would just be him sitting there in the studio. I'm like,
that was a good life.
Right. That would be it.
I don't got the only other old person that came to mind. You said Felicia Rashad. I said Bill Cosby. Alright, no, I can't blame me. Eddie Murphy, he played old people before.
Yeah,
he's funny. I want to be a funny old guy.
But I feel like he's younger. You would dress him up like he used to be. Oh, okay, that makes sense. To dress him up.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like they just gotta be able to play.
You know, I'm gonna be Eddie Murphy in life. Oh, Eddie Murphy in life,
but not grumpy. I'm gonna be angry.
That would be good. That would be funny.
Oh man. Yeah.
If I can't get Eddie, I'm gonna end
up. He's a good old man. He'd be funny.
Yeah.
And then on the high note.
Yeah, that's a good old man, man.
All right, we just gotta figure out your teen and adolescent, well, your teen years.
I thought we did that.
We were doing the dude from Raising Dion.
Oh, that's before that, that's college. Before that.
Yeah, but we did. Are you talking about like? Nah, I Vision.
Yeah, that's what we need. Who gonna be Vision?
Oh, that's tough. I was an aggressive child.
We got your character for when you was going to the league. Now we need the character for when you decided you wanted to be a rapper.
Yes.
Who the one going to the league?
From Blackish.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? We don't have nobody's names.
I'm usually great with names.
That little kid from that boy from Blackish. Oh, you know, I might have Marseille Martin play me.
I can see that.
Me too. I got glasses.
In middle school, because that's when I really started wearing glasses.
Yeah, you want to know how old we are? I just realized I had saw her on TikTok and somebody was like
18.
She's 20. She's 20. Huh? I think she's 21.
She just turned 16.
No, she didn't. Hold on. I just saw it. Somebody was like, how old is she? And I was like,
I say 18. You say 21. You say 16.
Yeah.
What we betting? Whoever lose, make the cookies.
All right,
she's 18.
Oh. I'm not making cookies enough.
Yeah. I tell y'all. When I saw, I was like, I knew it was
18.
And I was like, wow, I feel old. Like, people grow up on TV, and like, they grow up on TV.
I thought she was 16.
Nah.
So, who was the furthest away? Devani with 21?
Yeah, I did.
Making cookies?
And what was that? What?
18.
Oh, you were
18. 18 to 21 is all the same. I'd be like, y'all, you still a kid regardless. You 18. You still 18. Mm. 21, you still 18.
Okay, so the person that will be playing you as a kid will be Miles Brown.
That's his name, Miles Brown. Yeah, he was with Famous Lewis one day. Birthday.
Yeah, I think.
How old is he? Like
18 too, yeah.
I mean, they're supposed to be twins, so it makes sense. If I had to be around the same age, she was just taller than him.
That's what usually happens. I used to be taller than Breeze when we was in middle school.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah. I'm
surprised you didn't get Yara to play you as a...
As a
what? Oh, no, you got Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, that I got Kiki Palmer.
That makes sense.
As a what?
I ain't know what time period he was talking about.
All I know is I'm not getting Anthony Anderson
to play. I was about to. You don't want Terrence J.
Mm-mm.
Nah. With Terrence,
too much trauma.
I almost thought about getting Michael Ealy to play me.
You make no sense. I want you to know that. your character selection?
He's smooth. He's smooth.
He is smooth, but
He talk like this. Never too loud. Never too soft.
You are loud.
Yeah, no, yeah, he definitely.
Well, I mean, if he needs to project his voice, he'll project his voice. But
no, but you're loud in general. Talk like this.
No,
I have loud. My energy exudes the room. Like the energy that I exude, it takes over the room. So it may come off like I'm louder than I am, but that's just y'all feeling me.
No, he has his loud spurts. His louds are very loud, but his normal tone is at the floor. It's a whisper.
Hungry, hippo?
It was about that volume. So with that hunger, now that was his voice.
Oh man. Yeah, I need a meal.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Alright, well, we'll figure out who's playing you in the high school?
I mean, Michael Brown can play me up until I get to
him. He like, hey, we gonna keep him. Well, I'm up here switching people like now. Yeah.
I mean, we can. I'm not gonna, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. He 18 now. He could.
No, he's up to 18, and then from that, just Rome Flynn from dude from Raising Dion till I'm
to
Will Smith, and then
Morgan Freeman. That would be a wild transition.
Man, that's good.
Who was your last person?
Morgan Freeman.
No, the old you.
Well, y'all said Quincy, but he ain't an actor.
I mean,
all you gotta do is sit in the chair. Right. Oh, good.
That's fine. That's all we need. You can do that.
Oh man, that's funny.
That's fire. So, y'all got any final thoughts on time on who's playing y'all in the movie?
Yeah, no.
I think I'm gonna have a fire movie.
I think so too.
End it with Eddie. That's gonna be funny.
I'm not gonna put no white people, as contrary to what we said.
That's for the parody. Well, we might not do that either. But, all right, yeah, I'm gonna make my own calendar. I'll keep y'all posted on how that goes.
I'm gonna actually make a vision board.
I made my vision board, but I am gonna make a calendar.
I need to do.
Yeah, mine's gonna say start. The first day was December 9th, 1993.
December 9th in the late teen 90s.
It
was a stormy night in the late teen
1990s. y'all funny.
Below, let us know who gonna play y'all in a movie. Or
strong breeze from the east.
Or what y'all thoughts are about time. But thank y'all for joining us once again. We had a lot of fun making this episode, I can tell you right now. But once again, if y'all want to catch us live and in advance, because we record so early in advance, Make sure y'all join our Patreon. It starts at the low price of $3 a month. So you can join in on the conversation. You can witness the behind the scenes and also the extra laughter. But once again, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. And thank y'all for joining us again. Bye!
Adios!
See y'all next week.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please. Push the goddamn button.